Stocks have been falling again the last couple of days, but all the bad news we've been hearing recently about the economy seems like it might be good news to David Leonhardt. He's a columnist for the New York Times, and he wrote this week that we might not need to worry quite so much about a volatile stock market or plunging real estate prices. That opinion earned him a guest appearance on our Friday Focus on Your Money. David, welcome back to the program.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
Why not worry?
Well, there are some reasons to worry about the overall financial system right now, but I would say there's not all that much reason to worry about the relatively modest declines we've had so far in stocks and in house prices. In fact, for a lot of people, they're actually quite good. We tend to think of stocks and houses as things that we always want to become more valuable, and we in the media certainly deserve some blame for that. But that's not quite right, and instead, when stocks and houses get a lot more valuable, it tends to help people who are close to retirement and who are close to selling. It tends to hurt people who are still decades away from retirement or who don't yet own homes.
How's it hurt people when the market goes up?
Well, if you think about someone who's in their 20s or in their 30s, the typical American doesn't actually buy and sell stocks with any regularity. What they do is they have a retirement account. And so someone who's in their 20s or 30s or 40s has decades of buying ahead of them before they're going to do any selling. And they really don't do so well if the market rises really rapidly now and then doesn't rise very much after that. And history shows that when the market does go up very, very sharply, as we've had in homes and as we've even had in stocks despite the correction, it tends not to do so well over the coming decades.
Well, let's talk about real estate. What are the benefits of falling real estate prices?
House prices obviously play a big psychological role in how people think about their financial well-being because for many people it's their largest asset. And so this idea of is my house worth $300,000 or $400,000 or $500,000 is this very important thing in people's minds. But for most people, the price of their house doesn't actually matter all that much because either they're going to stay in it or they're going to move to a similar house in a similar neighborhood. The only people who really benefit from rapidly rising house prices are people who are somehow going to cash out. Perhaps they're going to move into a rental. Perhaps they're going to downsize. And so we tend to overstate the extent to which you actually benefit from rising house prices. And we miss the fact that there are 30% of families out there, and I'll confess that I'm in one of them, that are renting. And they actually clearly benefit from declines in house prices because it makes it easier for them to enter the market.
When you look at the winners and losers and try to add them up, can you claim that when stocks are sliding and home prices are sliding that more people benefit than lose?
What I would claim is that stock prices and home prices falling aren't simply a bad thing. Instead, there's a big generational trade-off here. When stock prices and home prices fall, it clearly hurts people who are, say, in their 60s and getting ready for retirement. And I think it clearly benefits a lot of people, probably the majority of people, who are in their 20s and 30s and maybe even 40s. You could argue that for balance reasons, we want that right now. We want to make it a little easier to afford a home. We want to make it a little easier for people who are investing their 401k and thinking about retiring decades down the line.
So do you look at a lot of the dark headlines of the last few months and feel a little richer yourself?
Well, I guess a little bit because I think it means that in the long term, my 401k might be a little bit higher. But I don't want to overlook the potential bad news here, which is that the financial situation we have right now is really serious. There is a chance that the crisis will become a real crisis and that we could have real freezing up in our financial sector. Already, it's clear we've had a lot of people who are hurt, people who've lost their homes, and it could get a lot worse. I was simply trying to point out that it isn't so simple as stocks and house prices go up and everyone benefits.
David Leonhardt of the New York Times, thanks very much.
Thanks a lot for having me.